The Cook County Senior Center bus will be heading to Ruby's Pantry in Silver Bay on Saturday, September 27th, and all ages are welcome. Joining us now are Kristen Anderson, Cook County Senior Center Assistant Director, and Kristen Wharton, Sawtooth Mountain Clinic Nurse and Program Coordinator. Welcome to you both. I think this may be the first time we're interviewing two of the same name. So I think Kristen from the clinic is going to start. What is Ruby's Pantry in Silver Bay?
I'll let Kristen Anderson take that one.
Okay.
She knows better than me on that.
Well, Ruby's Pantry is located in many different areas. It's always the fourth Saturday of the month in Silver Bay, and they have it in the old school building, and the whole gymnasium is filled up with tables, and they have 40 to 50 volunteers there that set up and help load all of your groceries. And you go through the line sliding your coolers and your boxes, and they just keep putting stuff in. So it's a great deal. You get, 60 to 100 pounds worth of groceries for the $20 cost of a share is what they call it.
And this is an ongoing program, so people in our community would be familiar with it, or is it the first time that Cook County is participating?
It is ongoing. We've taken the senior center bus down there one other time. And when we did, there was quite a few other people that came from Grand Marais or Cook County that did not ride the bus. So it's getting to be quite a popular thing. They've looked into getting it up here in Grand Marais, but I've heard that since it needs such a large amount of volunteers, they don't know if they can quite swing it.
Okay. Well, and who's sponsoring the bus ride?
Well, it's kind of a joint venture between the senior center. It's their bus and their mm-hmm. driver and volunteers helping out with that. And there is a cost still to the bus ride. It's $8, but that's about half of the normal cost. And so we're able to cut back the cost by some grant funds that the clinic is administering, just trying to provide access to affordable, healthy foods in the community. And so that's where this partnership came from. There was interest in taking the bus down again from the senior center, but the cost was prohibitive for some people in the past. So we're trying to lower that and see if people are able to jump on for $8.
It sounds like a good plan. And you also can go and have some in-town pickups so that if people can't get to the bus or get to the senior center. And what are the hours that this will be on the 27th on that Saturday?
We're going to leave the senior center at 9:15 and then arrive down at Ruby's, do the shopping and loading, and then stop for lunch, and people can shop at Zups or Judy's Hardware or the dollar store there if they want to, have a little lunch, and then we plan on getting back to the senior center right around 2:00.
And so that'll be a nice full day for people. And what should the bus riders bring with them? I mean, how do you handle all of those groceries?
I think, well, everybody is asked to bring a cooler because they do get fresh and frozen foods at Ruby's Pantry. And then everyone needs either a large box, something sturdy, or like a big Rubbermaid tub, something like that. We're also working on getting some tubs of our own that will be more uniform in size, that will fit a little bit better into the senior center bus. But for sure, everybody needs a cooler.
Yeah, everybody needs a big full-size cooler. Last time when we went, it varies from time to time what goods you receive. But there was a lot of frozen foods. There was whole chickens. There was ice cream. It was just a ton of stuff.
Strawberries, I've heard.
You never know what's going to be there, but it's always a bunch of good stuff. And if you do bring a box, we ask that it's a good-sized box that has lids that can close, because we're going to have to stack them within the bus mm-hmm. to be able to tie them down.
And so people who are just single, don't need a huge amount of food, they can also share that with others, or if they don't have quite enough refrigerator room or something, they will,
Ruby's encourages sharing. Okay. And there was quite a few people on our trip this last time that split it. And so the cost share is $20, so that would only be $10 each.
Well, that's reasonable, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we you know, we all struggle with the cost of groceries and food up here. And this is not, this isn't outdated or expired or bad food. This is, you know, food that's on the edge of outdating, but it's still good. Is that, isn't that right, Kristen?
Yeah, it's good food.
Well, let's let people know how soon, I mean, they can, who they call and when is the deadline for registration?
The deadline, I believe, is next Wednesday at 4 p.m. And you can call the Senior Center to reserve a spot. We ask that if you do call, you stop in and prepay ahead of time so that we can hold your spot. The phone number there is 387-2660, or you can email us at cccoa@boreal.com.
We've been speaking with Kristen Anderson, Cook County Senior Center Assistant Director, and Kristen Wharton, Sawtooth Mountain Nurse, Clinic Nurse and Program Coordinator, and the Cook County Senior Bus will be traveling to Ruby's Pantry in Silver Bay on September 27th. And more information, again, Senior Center, 387-2660. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
It's a lot of fun to go down in a group and visit, and there was sharing of the foods going on within the bus. I don't need this much bread. I could use it, and people would swap stuff, and it was just a good social visiting and sharing time.
I'd like to just add in, too, that we're encouraging seniors to sign up, but actually, in addition to seniors, anyone in the community is eligible. There's no income guidelines. There's no age guidelines. We're just trying to provide, you know, a cost-effective way for people to get down and get some quality groceries for a good price. So anyone can register.
So it's just $8 for the ride, $20 for the all those groceries. Sounds great.
Yeah, for the 100 pounds of groceries.
Wow, good. Well, thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thanks.
I'm sure it's going to be a successful event.
Thank you.
Thank you.